Rory, a break from league action this week. Cup game with the Brandywell semi-final. Your thoughts on that?
It's a huge game. It's one of the biggest games in recent history for the club. We haven't been to a final since 2014, and we want to do everything we can in our power to achieve that. We know we have a tough test coming, and one we're certainly not taking lightly, and we'll work extremely hard to get ourselves there.
Of course, did you imagine at this stage of the season where you'd be fighting on two fronts? You're up there in the league and in a semi-final as well.
You can't rule anything out. I think we were from the summer on. We've been delighted with the depth that we have in our squad. The players in the first half of the season were exceptional, but we were using the same players over and over again. So no, we were confident from the summer on that we would make a push. We've done that. We're in a semi-final. We're second in the league. So things are going quite well, but you're always greedy. You're always ambitious and you want more. And so we want, there's no point in lying. We want to try and win the cup, but we have to get our way through this tie first, and which will be a difficult one.
Of course, Tradie has played a few games since the draw has been made. Roy, have you had a chance to maybe to get them looked at and see where they're from?
We had someone down in Waterford at the weekend. We've obviously, myself, Alan Reynolds, Martin McChrystal, Conor Lugri, we've been watching a lot of them as well. And of course, you have to do your work, and as I'm sure every club does, and we're no different. We'll be ready and looking forward to the game.
Of course, they didn't have a good weekend with Waterford. Waterford run out 3-0 winners in that game, Roy. But they'll be coming here to the Brandywell thinking, this is our cup final. We're trying to get a scalpel.
Waterford had a good one against them last week, but Tradie's season has been actually the same month as us, May, early June. They had a really poor period, but apart from that, they've been consistent. They went to Turner's Cross and won. They've beaten UCD, two of probably the standout victories for them. They're no mugs, that's for sure. They've some good players, and if we take them lightly, which I'm sure we won't, but if we do, we'll get egg in our face.
Of course, what is the team news going into the game, Rory?
We'll see. There's one or two minor niggles. I wouldn't like to mention any names on that, but we've one or two niggles leading into the game, so we'll have to assess people and see how they are closer to the time.
Thank you, Roy.